everyone. Welcome to Actively Begging, a podcast where Steven's always wrong and Tom and I are always right.
Oh, yeah,
we're in the backseat to victory. Steven, what are you drinking?
Well, today, weight loss challenge, day six, seven?
I think we started Tuesday, so...
Yeah, so seven.
Yeah, seven or eight.
Wednesday. Seven or eight, yeah. It's water today. I was gonna potentially put some vodka in there, but I couldn't find any vodka, and I just got back from the gym, so I literally had nothing, and I'm not prepared. I'm sorry, guys.
Pathetic. All right, Tom, impress us, please.
All right, well, trust me, I'll impress you. I'm weight loss challenge day. I am drinking the finest liquid on planet Earth. And that is New York City tap water straight from the sink, filled with minerals.
My fucking God, these pussies.
It's not even cold. It's warm.
Some nice double rye whiskey.
Ooh,
wow.
Nice.
Courtesy of our good friend Mike, an old housewarming gift.
Ooh.
Oh, wow, very nice.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Wish you could share.
Love it.
So I also have a bachelor party this weekend, so I'm trying not to drink too much because I will be indulging all weekend long.
as you should.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I literally just got back from DC life, a little mini vacation, and I indulged this weekend.
Look how embarrassed he is about his way in already. I don't even know what it is, but he's already trying to cover himself up.
I had a good week. I'm very impressed with my numbers, but I have a little secret. I have a little secret that I'm willing to tell you guys. But first, let's get some numbers. I want to get some numbers for the...
Oh, real quick. What is this shirt you're wearing? Did my wife get that for you?
Yeah, it says, I love my sister-in-law.
Oh, I couldn't see the in-law part.
Only thing we could see is, I love my sister.
This was legitimately buried in the closet. Like, you know, I got it for Christmas, and I was like, oh, like, this is a good, like, you know... hanging out shirt, so I threw it in the back, like on my closet, and then it just sort of like got buried. And I just did summer cleaning of the closet and got rid of a lot. And I was like, oh, this is a good shirt, so I literally put it at the top of my pile. So thank you, Brooke.
Holla.
Appreciate that.
All right, to the numbers.
All right, Tom, what do you got? What's your weight for this week?
So I weighed in right when I got home today, and I lost 5 pounds. I'm down to 210 pounds.
Wow. So what is your BMI then?
I would have to be – don't you have the sheets set to calculate it?
I got it. 210.
Wow, rudimentary. Yeah,
what are you, 5'7", 5'6"?
Yeah, actually. Fuck you.
He says he's 5'11". There's
fuck
no
you.
Way he's 5'11".
Yeah.
He's 5'11" in, like, metric.
My whole life, I've always said I was 6'2". And for the sake of this, I told Brooke, whip out the tape measure. And she was like, you're in between. And I was like, be honest. And she's like, you're probably a little closer to 6'1 than 6'2". So I'm being deadly honest. And I expect you both to whip out tape measures.
Listen, my whole life I told people I was 6 foot, and so I'm being honest too. I went from average height to a midget. A midget, okay?
He's 6 foot. You're 6 foot in the fantasy world you live in. There's no way you even come close to that.
I'm really tall for an Italian.
5'10", 5'9".
I'm really fucking tall for an Italian.
Somewhat valid. Still not 6 foot. So, I heard a weird stat today, completely unchecked, but a coworker told me that after 30, you shrink approximately an half inch every 10 years or something like that. And it's because your spine just starts like crunching in on itself.
I'm just going to go to stretching. Yeah. I'm going to have my body pulled.
Nice.
That's nice. How we'll keep our BMIs going down, just by getting taller.
Oh my God, I'm 6'1".
Just stretch the spine.
All What's right, that? So where are we at? Tom.
All right.
Tom's in at, he dropped his BMI by 0.6. I don't know what percentage that is, but he is in the right direction.
Yeah. We will do the percentages at the end. Like, I'm like,
I'm gonna man up and do some formulas here, and we're going to get these weekly check-ins going right.
Okay, yeah, you do the formulas. Jake, in the meantime, what's your weigh in?
My height, still 6'1", pushing to 6'2", maybe. We'll see by the end of these 8 weeks.
I'll just say, before Jake goes, he sent us a picture of his lunch. It was 2 servings of macaroni and cheese, and I don't know, what was the other thing again?
Is an enchilada.
Enchiladas, yes.
It's that meal prep.
Cheesy
life.
Enchilada.
I'm doing
meal
it right.
Prep. Definitely, it was in one of those meal prep things. And it was two servings of mac and cheese, the wheel mac and cheese with the spokes. And
then what you guys don't understand
so,
is
so Jake, let's see the numbers. I want to see if this is your if this is a good plan for you.
I am at a 191.6. All muscle mass gained through mac and cheese sources.
So I guess last week, Jake said he gained a pound because he was 190.6. I did not include the decimals.
Ridiculous.
I just put in 190.
Like, this guy has no Excel skills or right. Decimal.
Seriously,
points.
Dude.
Decimal points matter.
You want to put? Do you want to put a decimal? I didn't.
Fuck
I'm
yeah.
Not paying in decimals.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're doing decimals because we
go.
Can.
There you go. Decimals are in there. I put. So you gained a full pound from in 1 week.
Yeah, pure muscle. And if
pure
we had better
muscle.
Competition,
bulking.
It would take account for that.
Is it like you gain a lot and then you just lose it all? Is it like one of those kind of diets?
No, it's like I get ripped and like all the girls start getting, you know, into me. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I'm married. And then I just rip all that muscle off. And that's how I'll win this competition.
Jake, you do realize this competition isn't bulking season. Right, it's
kind of oh man. Oh, yeah. Well, good luck, Jake. I hope your strategy pays off.
All right, Steven, did we do your numbers?
No.
Ooh,
so,
all right, let's see, because Steven apparently has a secret weapon that we decided if it is a supplement whatsoever, he's immediately disqualified, loses, and has to drink the absinthe.
So I, so my numbers. So I actually lost 8 pounds this week.
Woo!
So I am down a full 0.9 in my BMI. So that was a good gain or a good loss for me in a week. But my secret weapon is I replaced essentially my meals with a drink. So essentially,
sounds like a supplement to me.
It's not a supplement. It is called Huel. H-E-U-L. It stands for human fuel. Wow. Basically, it's a drink that you drink just to get all of your daily nutrients. So there's no diet associated with it. It's basically, if you don't want to cook, you don't want to deal with eating food anymore, you could just drink this drink. It's sort of like Soylent, if you guys have ever heard of that, or any of the other things on the market that are basically just I don't know the official name for them, but they're like meal replacement. So has nothing to do, you could even go on their website, it has nothing to do with weight loss. It's only about like weight, like being healthy, like eating the right things. So that's it. And I'm going to the gym. So if you guys want to look into it.
Oh, yeah, I will be researching this.
Yeah, go for it. Look into it.
So you're basically doing like a fucking juice cleanse for the next 6 weeks? Godspeed, man.
It's not a juice cleanse at all. There's this is not like, so what I'm drinking is essentially I don't know how to explain it. Like, it tastes like oatmeal. Like, it really does. Like, it's basically like ground up peas, like rice, you know, whatever. It has like a bunch of different ingredients.
So when I sent that Slim Fast gif as a joke, I wasn't far off.
No, but Slim Fast is more of like a diet, like help. This is more of like a, it's more of like a healthy lifestyle kind of a thing. I'm trying to think of like a, so I guess, yeah, I'm looking at their thing. They have like a bunch of, they grind up a bunch of these seeds and peas and, you know, coconut oil, like there's coconut oil in it. And it basically just gives you the nutrients that your body needs, you know, in a meal. So it's basically, instead of going on a diet, like I'm just drinking this drink. And
so pretty much the same as mac and cheese is what you're saying.
Yes.
Like, at least the way I digest mac and cheese, like.
Yeah, there you go. You could look into it. The crazy part about it is for a month of food, so basically a month of this stuff, which I do like two scoops in the morning and then two scoops in the afternoon and then two scoops at night. It basically.
Do you eat any solid food?
I could if I, but like, my you? Plan is, my plan is, I do plan on eating solid food. This is like basically like I want to do the first 2 weeks on this just to see if I, just to see how long I could do it for. But like if I, like I'm going this weekend to like a party, like a, what do you call it? I don't know, like a birthday party for a kid. Like I plan on eating at that birthday party, you know, just, I plan on eating healthy, but I don't plan on not eating at this birthday party. Does that make sense?
So have you had a solid shit in the past week?
So that's the crazy part is this is, since this is basically food, but it's like I'm drinking it, it's all solid shit. Like that's the thing. It's like, it's all solid. Basically think of it as like, if you take the necessary vitamins and everything and just ground it into powder and then put water into the powder. Like that's all it is. And for the month, it's $60 for like a month of food. It's crazy. So it's like, I'm saving money. You guys should know me by now. Four things that motivate me. Food, taste, in terms of food, that is. Taste, saving money, and convenience.
And efficiency.
And efficiency. This is,
how's that different than convenience?
Convenience and efficiency are very similar.
The four pillars, though. It's doubly important.
This is the future of eating, guys. I'm just letting you know. I'm just getting used to it now.
Listen, for a guy that hasn't gone a week without chicken parm in 17 years.
I know.
To drink in a fucking milkshake that's made out of ground up peas.
Yeah, I mean, look it up. It's, I will tell you, I had the first one I had, I literally, like, I was sitting at my sink and I was drinking it and I'm like almost gagging. Like that's the reaction I had. And I was like, oh my God, this was a waste of money. Like I was sitting there going, holy shit. Like I'm actually going to have to like basically throw this stuff away. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get through today. I'm not going to worry about it. I just want to get through today. By lunchtime, I had, so that was like the berry flavor. I got two flavors. I got berry and chocolate. So the chocolate flavor I had, and I drank it for lunch, and I was like, oh, this is like better. Like I could deal with this. It's not ideal. Like I still was like kind of getting a gagging feeling, but I still was like, oh shit. Like I could deal with this. Not even joking. I had dinner with the chocolate, and by the end of that, and I was like sitting, like just like hanging out. By the end of that, I was craving the berry one again. And I was like, well, this is like really weird. Why am I craving this?
Oh, I see. Because there's cocaine in it. That's one of the active ingredients.
No. So it's because chocolate sucks and you should have got the vanilla flavor. That's really what the case
yes.
is.
Yes. So, wow. So
get a bland flavor for have a bland drink.
I literally the second day was a complete turnaround and I feel awesome. I will tell you, I wouldn't say I was like super ripped. Like I'm not like, oh my God, like I feel great. Like I'm so full, but it's like, I have not been hungry for all the time I've been drinking this. And I've been like my body feels good. If that makes any sense. Like I don't feel like more awake. I don't feel like I'm like, my memory's getting better. I just feel like my body feels better. It's, and that's purely because this stuff is literally giving me the nutrients that I literally was not getting before. So,
wow.
It's,
all right.
That's crazy. I think I'm beating you still and I'm eating solid food. This is awesome.
Well, good for you, man. Listen, my chart's going to go parabolic soon. All right. That's what I'm hoping.
by the way,
just wait till you see my drop off.
Jake's going the other way.
Oh shit. Time to go mac and cheese only.
So guys, I was just researching a little bit and I was just on Google, like researching Huel. And I read one of the headlines is, "My Fortnite eating Blightly's own human fart powder. Sir, I challenge you to a Huel."
Yes. So,
oh
so
my
that
God.
Is the thing. There's two things about this that are crazy that have changed my life drastically. The first thing is IP a fuck ton now, like, because I'm drinking basically, I'm drinking everything. So it's like I'm drinking a lot of water and I'm drinking obviously my meals. So I go to the bathroom like 6 times a day at least. Like, I'm probably going like 4 or 5 times at work and then 2 to 3 times at home. So it's like I am constantly in the bathroom, which definitely sucks, but I have to climb stairs every time I go to the bathroom at work. So it's like, oh, I get a little workout in the middle of the day.
Oh my God. This guy's level of efficiency is crazy. How can we compete?
You don't even know. The other thing is it makes you fart like crazy. So I've been farting like nuts. And it's like, and it's also like regulated my poops. So like you could set a stopwatch to my poop time now. Like I could literally, I just know like, oh, it's like, you know, like in the morning I'll have it and it's like 11 o'clock a.m. And I look at the clock, it's like 10:55 and I'm like, oh, I don't need to poop. Must not be a good poop day. And literally the clock hits 11 and I'm like, my body needs to poop. It's like the craziest shit in the world. Literally.
That's nuts, man. You know what's crazy? In like 10 years, it's like come July 2029, Steven's going to be like, I haven't had a solid meal in 10 years.
Hey, man.
Running on you.
When we run out of meat and the robots take over the world and this is all they serve us, I'm going to be way ahead of you. I'm going to be like, oh, this is great. I love this stuff. And no, you guys are going to have to adjust.
You're going
to
be long dead after a robot kills you in surgery. After 2 years from now, you get in a car accident and you're like, sign me up for robot. Human, don't touch me. Bring me the robot. Steven, it's a computer. Steven, that's a monitor. Put it in my spleen.
Long story short, you guys could look at it and see if it's literally has nothing, no diet. It doesn't say diet or anything on the website or anything. It's just literally just a supplement to eating. So, I would like to make this into like a breakfast and lunch thing every day, and then dinner when I'm just here alone, you know, being a lonely boy. So that's the goal. So we'll see if it works out.
So, but being that you held this from us, if we determine that it's a supplement, like you didn't ask for permission, you're asking for forgiveness.
I don't need to ask for permission from you guys. Like, who the fuck do you think you are?
But if it's a supplement, then you're disqualified.
It's not a supplement. It's literally instead of eating, that's what I'm doing. It's not a supplement.
I love you, Tommy, but on the air, on the podcast, we did not discuss rules as not taking.
Yeah, we did.
Supplements.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I mentioned it last time.
Yes, this is not a supplement. This is a meal replacement. It's different. It's not like this isn't like, oh, hey, this is like a fat burning thing. It's just this is giving me the right nutrients. It's really just me changing my eating.
I see your argument, Steven. It's like, it's not like I can eat what I want and lose weight because I'm taking a pill. It's like, I'm doing this instead of eating.
Yeah, like, I still feel like I'm on a diet. Like, I'm not sitting there going like, oh my God, I just had a chicken parm dinner. I feel amazing. Like, I literally just feel like I feel normal. Like, that. Like I feel like a robot that just got some.
Oh my God.
Like, it's just like, man, I feel normal. Thank you.
Jesus Christ, you're such a robot.
It's super weird. And I've been doing this for 2 days. Like, literally 2 days. So, I'm hoping that.
Wait, what did you do for the first 6 days of this competition?
So the first 6 days, during the week, I did not eat any bread or carbs. I literally just had I just had grilled chicken and what?
You've been doing this 2 days and you had all that to say about this? Yeah. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You can't say, oh, it times my poops perfectly to 11 a.m. when it's happened for 2 days. That's nothing.
Yes. I don't usually take shits at 11 a.m. I usually take a shit before I go to work.
It's 2 days. I went on juice cleanse once. For 3 days, I felt fine. And on day 4, I shat my pants. You have no idea the change you're about to go through.
Listen, I'm telling you, this is going to be, I feel like this is like just normalizing everything in my body. All right. And this is like how my body wants to operate.
Until
so.
You eat a bunch of cupcakes at this 4-year-old.
Oh
Oh my god,
I have lost the weight. I'm happy that I've lost the weight. You know, normal people would say congratulations for losing the weight.
Yeah. Congratulations, sure. Congratulations on your 2-day slim fast kick.
That's straight dehydration. You're just, I don't know.
Dehydration, it's like the opposite. It's like super hydration. I'm like drinking everything.
I know. But I did that. Like, I did a 4-day juice cleanse and like I lost like 15 pounds.
You guys, okay, fuck you guys. This is not the same thing at all as a juice cleanse or like slim fast. This is literally not the same.
The same time every day now for the last 2 days. All right, listen. We're moving on. We're jumping into cultural updates. Jake did his sushi class. Jake went to his one-woman show. Everything was amazing. I'm way ahead of these guys as far as cultural impact.
That happened 2 weeks ago. What did you... literally, you had macaroni and cheese and a microwave enchilada for lunch. Your cultural ability went down because of that.
What about your croissant homemade with cream cheese last week?
Homemade. Homemade. Yeah. All of it. I made all that with my own two hands, just like that sushi.
The croissant with cream cheese. Oh, my God.
Vegetable cream cheese. Very cultured.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot. A little fiber in there.
Alrighty. Let's move right into topics. I'm going to go to Tom for topic number one.
Okay. Topic number one. I was thinking about Steven's animal question from either the last episode or the episode before. And you know what I was thinking? I was kind of going along the lines of superpowers and nerding out, on my drive home from work in traffic. And I was thinking about, like, technically, like, we as humans, I think we kind of have a superpower compared to other species. And that's definitely our mind and the ability to use, to create technology, right? So I was thinking that would you guys, okay, give up technology, and I was thinking specifically for you, Steven, the internet, to gain a superpower, to be able to like use the force like a Jedi, or to be able to fly or have super strength, or any of the above, any super normal superpower you can think of.
Am I the only person that could do this, or
how did I know you were gonna fucking say that?
Well, you should have.
It's a good question. It's my first question, too, because that's a pretty selfish move to, like, lose the internet for everybody just so you could fly.
No. I meant, like, am I the only one that gains superpowers if I choose no internet?
Yeah, you can't, but you can use any mediums of technology. Like, you can use internet. Yeah, other people. If you want to be separate from everybody else, then yeah. If you want it for everybody can have it, then there's no technology whatsoever.
So wait, I either pick to be the only one with superpowers and there's no technology anywhere. So meaning there's no TVs.
No, you, like, if you're the only one with superpowers, then everyone else has TV, internet, phones, cars, planes, etc. And you don't have any of that, but you have superpowers.
Okay. And the flip side is, if I choose that everyone has this, if everyone could choose a superpower, then they essentially,
like, we don't become stupid, but we don't have our access to technology.
But in that scenario, am I the only one that has superpowers?
No, everyone would.
Oh, so basically that would be literally like it is today.
Why?
Because you, if I say, oh, hey.
But like, all right, you can use the force.
You're saying we're getting rid of one superpower, which is our technology, and then gaining another superpower that everybody else has.
Yeah, like,
that
would, seems you, like you're just, would you trade that's the superpower that I'm saying we have for another one?
So in a societal change, I definitely wouldn't, because the unknown of what could be on the other side would be, I mean, I just don't know what it would be. Like, if everyone could, you know, have mind control, like, would we all just be, like, exploding each other's heads, like, all the time? Like, I don't know. I don't know what that would be. All
right, so then you're by yourself. So then just you, so, you can't use technology, but you gain a superpower.
Yeah, I like this better.
If I decline, does somebody else have the option?
Yeah, sure.
What does that mean? You're gonna be living in regret your whole life?
Yeah, hell yeah! You kidding me? I'm gonna say no, and then there's gonna be one fucking douchebag out there that's got my superpowers, and I'm gonna have to see him on TV every day because he's like the only guy in the world with superpowers. I'm gonna
that's
be like,
oh, such an interesting way of thinking about it. Yeah. I'm more interested in the no. It's just you.
Let's start with that.
All right, so here's the question: it's just you. And you can give up your access and ability to use technology, but you're able to do whatever you want. Like, you say you want to have the Force. You have, like, the telekinesis powers of the Force. Yeah.
Can I utilize things like the cotton gin and plows and things like that? Or is it, like, electronical?
Let's say
why would you need any of that?
Yeah, you wouldn't need
a plow to farm, to eat?
Why would you need that? Everybody else can plow. You can fly and save the world. You're not going to need to plow a farm.
Yeah, but you said we can't utilize any technology. So farms utilize technology. Can. Yeah, but farms utilize technology. If I eat something from a farm that utilizes technology, my God. That means I'm utilizing
a cheeseburger. You can eat a cheeseburger. You just can't pick up a cell phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't use a computer, use a cell phone. You follow me?
Yeah, but that is just, yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you take the superpower? That doesn't, like, you're not really giving up anything. You could just have somebody. You could literally be
the richest person
in the world.
What superpower?
And just hire somebody.
What superpower would you use? Would you have?
I would just become Superman.
No, like, you can't. No, you can't be super. You can only pick one power.
There's so many rules in this. What do you mean one power? My power is Superman. I want to be the power of Superman.
Superman has many powers.
He's got multiple powers, yeah.
Yo, quit trying to supplant my question right now.
I'm not. Yeah. It's such a stupid thing. Like, okay, what if I pick Batman? Can I have all of
you know what your superpower is? Loving your fucking sister-in-law. That's what your superpower is.
But if my superpower is, like, Batman, can I have his... just rich money and all of his technology?
No, because you can't use
he
technology.
He uses technology. Why is this so hard?
Well, because it's like...
It's not a superhero. It's one superpower. One superpower. Superman has ice breath and laser vision and invincibility and...
super strength and can fly and is super fast.
Literally all those things. It's one superpower. Batman has zero superpowers, but can you go and be Batman tomorrow? No. In real world, would Batman still be alive? No, he'd die probably day five, even as awesome as he is.
Like the Flash. The Flash can run really fucking fast. There's his superpower.
I mean, but
Beast
he has
Boy
other
can transform into animals.
The Flash? Oh, yeah.
Personally, I mean, I don't know, Jake. What do you think?
All right. This guy's bumbling this question. So here's my situation. I'm going to say yes. I think I could. I'm going to take my superpower, which I'll reveal, and I'm going to aim to do better for the good, because when you're the... I would always feel if I said no to that, I would regret my lifestyle and I could have done more good for the world than if I didn't. My superpower I would pick would be rejuvenation, like Wolverine, to the point where I couldn't die unless, you know, Wolverine does die in that last movie. I forget the name of it. So I would always want to have that option, that because I think that would be a nightmare if I could never die. But that's how you could really fight crime, still do good for the world. But I do think at the end of the day, I would regret it. My life would be tougher than if I just passed on it and took technology. I think I'd be a happier person just taking the technology and whatever, living a quiet life with my family. But I could do more good, and differentiating myself from society, I can make more of an impact.
But Jake, you cannot utilize technology. That means you can't drive a car, you can't go on a plane, you literally have to basically live in the city, walk everywhere. I don't even think you could use subways because that utilizes technology. You're literally like, you cannot
Steven,
use anything
just,
that you take advantage
we
of.
We just said that it was electronics. And
you said planes in the beginning. You can't use electronics, and you said no planes.
I have had to modify this question for you so much.
You can't use a fucking train. This is a dumb question because there's so many open ends.
I have had to modify this question for you on the fly continuously. Okay,
it's a dumb question.
All right, fine. Next question. Next question, then. Let's go. Next one.
No, I want to hear. Can you use a plane? Can you use a car? Can you use a train?
I already answered that.
Okay, so you can't. You already answered it. You said you could not.
That means you cannot use any of that. You give up your ability to use electronics. And that's it.
Okay. There are electronics in planes. There are electronics in trains. There are electronics in cars. There are electronics in everything you do. You can't even use a fucking microwave.
Yeah, but Steve, I would say the difference there is you're not using it.
You're not using it? You're on the fucking plane.
I'm not
moving.
using
the plane. You're not flying it. Yeah, you're right. But you're
exactly.
using the plane to go from one place to another. That is using a plane.
It's not using technology, though. I'm sitting in a seat.
Are you crazy? You're sitting in a seat that's being controlled
Someone
by
else
something
is using
in the front.
It.
If you get in a cab, are you driving the cab, Steven?
What? No, but I'm using the technology of the car to go from point A to point B. And that is using technology. That is what that is.
You got to think of it in a real world setting. I couldn't use my phone to order an Uber, so life is tough that way. I cannot use Venmo to pay somebody, so life gets tough that way. But yes, there's no mystical force blocking me from sitting in a car. Like, that's just...
You Steven, lose your ability to actually
this.
Use
yes.
these things.
A caveman comes into today's society with a superpower. He doesn't understand how to use a phone. He doesn't understand whatever, but he understands right and wrong. He still has a brain of somebody today. Let's picture it that way, where like anytime you look at technology, you don't understand how to use it because you're the one who needs to apply yourself to use that technology. Everybody else has a superpower over you to use technology, and you've got this other superpower that you could fly or you could beat someone up, but you still have your brain. You just can't activate it towards technology.
I don't know.
Do you follow?
I follow the fact that you're trying to bend the rules.
It's not bending the rules.
It's my question. I can bend the rules all I want.
I don't know. I think this is
we just laid I just laid it out for you. That's the rule. Your brain
literally
can't understand how to use technology, but now you could fly, you could do whatever, you become invisible, whatever you want, and you still have your brain in every other way, every other aspect that you can, but anything that requires electronical use, you couldn't function it.
Thank you, Jacob.
It's all right. We got there together. I didn't have it fully. I knew what you meant, but I couldn't verbalize it in the beginning either.
So, Jake, you're saying that you would take the superpowers.
Yeah, and I think I would, like, not. I would regret it because then you're lonely. You don't fit in with society. But I think I would do it and then regret it later in life. But I think I would do it to try to make a good impact on the world.
Tom, would you take it?
Yeah, I would definitely take the superpower. And I think I would go with, when I was thinking about this question, I was specifically thinking of like how awesome it would be to like use the force. So I'm going telekinesis and be able to move things with my mind and all that fun stuff. And, you know, you could do a lot of good with it. It's only one power, so I can't go telepathy also. Like, I'm an X-Men and be able to read people's mind and whatnot. But I think that, like Jake, you can really make an impact on society using that power. And I think it would also be flashy, and that kind of lines up with my personality.
Yeah. I wonder, you could probably use a gun, right? Because there's no electronics, at least in most guns.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What else?
So,
what else can you? Can you use a calculator?
No, you don't know
are
how
you allowed
to use
a calculator?
No, that's electronic.
No, you can. Okay.
Jesus
so,
Christ.
What about? Can you read?
You
a screen?
Can read.
Can
still
you look at a screen and read it.
No.
Can you use a MetroCard?
Not a screen.
Because that definitely is electronic.
Yeah.
Can you use a MetroCard?
No, you just have to hop the turnstile every time.
You can't use a MetroCard, so you can't use a train. You
can't read a screen.
So how are you going to get cash? Are you going to... You can't use an ATM. So
It's a little Robin Hood situation where, you know...
So you're going to steal from people that you think that's more morally correct?
Steven, why don't you answer the fucking question?
Would steal somebody?
You're just bringing up all these random problems like, oh, a caveman is morally just and all this shit. Who the fuck cares?
Jake brought up the caveman.
Are you going to answer the question or are we going
to
move on?
A caveman that wants to be morally just.
Jeez.
I don't even know the rules of the
question. Wow.
This is why.
Oh my god.
You should be your front seat bitch. You got to ride in the back seat.
Yo, I hate. You are angry on this juice shit. You are angry. Oh my god.
I came in.
Can't wait, man.
Steve was going to stress eat some chicken parm. Oh my god.
All right.
It's like your tiny brains can't comprehend the fact that Huel is not a juice. Like it's the craziest thing in the world. And then you fucking can't understand that the fact that you're riding in a plane does mean that you are using technology. And everything that you do in life actually does use technology. So if you wanted to give up the fact, like if you were basically giving up your right to be smart or your basically your intelligence to become a caveman like person who just does right or wrong, then I would 100% not take it.
Rescinded the caveman analogy because it's slightly different than that. I only meant that in the sense that you still have your current brain today. You just can never, for whatever reason, your brain always goes blank anytime you try to use an electronic. I don't get how you can't wrap your head around that. It's pretty straightforward.
Because electronics are all over the
place. Yeah, you
like,
can't use it.
A TV is an electronic.
Yeah.
So you're going to look at a TV and you don't know what's on the TV.
You're looking at it like it's the snowball fight from the 90s or whatever. You're just like, what is going on there? And everybody's reading it and just going into their correct trains or whatever. And you need to ask somebody, which train do I go in? Or do you mind buying me a ticket real quick? Whatever it is, you need to rely on everybody else. And you can't swipe a ticket because that's technology into the reader. Any time where an electronic and your hand, your motion is the one activating technology, it's just you will shut down and you can't do it. But everything else in your life, you could function and do 100% fine.
So you couldn't have in your house, you couldn't activate lights.
They're all in there, but you could never activate them. You would just be like, I don't understand a light switch. But if you have a wife or a house or a partner or something and they turn on the light for you, then the light's on.
It almost sounds like torture. It really does. Like, I don't know. It sounds like torture.
It's terrible. Being in a world, you would hate your life. And you're completely isolated because no one else understands your issues. You could explain them to your partner, whatever.
All right. I will. I am going to agree with you guys. I guess I would take the superhero powers, but I would only take it.
No one else can have it. You sicko.
So that no one else can have it. And the only reason why I would do that is because I don't know what the other person would do with the superhero powers.
No, we said it's just you. There's no other option.
If it's just me?
Yeah, because I want to be a pain
Tom
in the
said
ass
if I
to
decline
you.
It, then someone else could get it.
But then we evolved it to just being you. That was the final question before you.
Okay, so it's
your
just
brain.
Me. I'm going to decline it because I don't think anybody should have that power. But if it is me saying, hey, I'm going to take it, I'm not going to take it, and then somebody else takes it, then I would say I will take it. But if
what,
it's just
what
me,
if you don't know? What if you don't know?
If I don't know, then I would take it because I don't want to live in a world where somebody could have those superhero powers that I don't know or I don't trust. Or, you know, if I knew, this is going to sound really corny, but if I knew it was like going to one of you two, I would allow that. And I would be like, okay, I know I could trust
I'm
them.
Surprised after this they question. This yeah, I'm surprised yeah. after you this question you would trust us.
You guys could take it. But I don't know if I couldn't trust anybody else to take it.
Steven, what if... Oh, no, that's a stupid thought. But okay, what superhero power would you pick?
you know, I would err on the side of what you said, Jake, like regeneration of some sort, maybe like immunity, just because, you know, if I did take the superhero power, I would want to use it for good. And I would probably live in like New York City and just try and be a police cop or something like that, where, you know, I could be like the meatbag in front of bullets where, you know, people shoot the person or, you know, whatever.
Interesting.
Wow. Like if, yeah. Thanks for being original.
I mean that, but what if
you guys, like, I mean, I'm just thinking,
you know what, you know, sorry, what no. I would choose? What if I could choose?
Yo, this real quick.
A whole nother wrench in your situation. But what if I could?
That's what your current traffic superpower is. That's what everyone's superpower is.
You're such a dick.
No, but like with my mind, control super. Like,
No, that is the one thing you can't do.
Like, I would look at it and not know what's going on, but I would know in my brain, I can telepathically communicate. I would be like immune to, like, I don't know. I can't even think of what would be another useful superpower, because like all the other ones kind of like if you run too fast and you don't have
super speed
of some sort.
Yeah, but you could dodge bullets.
Flash has super strength as well, and he's able to run faster.
The Flash does not have super strength.
He's just super fast.
What are you talking about? He can just dodge bullets and everything because it goes so fast. He can watch a bullet go past him. That's basically regenerate. I might switch mine to super speed. Steven, you could be you were always the tank of our group anyway, so. I don't want to live forever, so.
So he's available to move, think, and react immense superhuman speeds. He's intangibility through molecular vibrations at high velocity. Creation vortexes. So all of these things you couldn't be able to do. All you would be able to do is run fast.
Yeah.
But it's like all these other things that he has is not really.
And he doesn't have super strength, so I don't know what
he has. Accelerated healing factor. So if you literally run too fast, right, the wall,
you're
reading video game stuff.
I'm just reading on his abilities page. That's all it is. But that's what I'm saying. Like, is every other superpower gives a negative. Like, you have to have another thing in there to be able to.
All right, if you're like super fast, you know, fly, your body is equipped that you don't just disintegrate into fucking molecular atoms right away for running too fast. Like, your body is equipped to handle your fucking superpowers, Steven. Yeah,
literally. Jesus Christ. Do we even need to say that? This guy.
What about Magneto? That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, because
then you could
that's a cool one.
You could fly. You could fly.
Here we go.
You got the.
He's getting it.
There took us.
I would choose Magneto.
All right.
Whatever Magneto is controlling metal.
Let's move on. We'll do mine. That was literally painful. Okay, keep it in fun.
Here we go. I'm ready. I came in very angry. God. I had a very hard day at work today.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you haven't eaten solid food in 2 days.
I feel fine. It's my anger.
I shit
level.
Every up. Day at 11 a.m. for the past 2 days.
There's Steven's superpower. He shits every day at 11.
Me and Tom are out fighting crime. Da-da-da. Cut to Steven taking a shit.
Guys, it's almost 11. It's almost 11. I gotta go.
10:59. Nah, I'm fine. I'm good. 11 o'clock hits. Holy shit, I gotta shit right now. Oh, man. All right. My question for today is, are mental health days valid reasons for kids to skip school?
100%. Yes.
What? Mental health days meaning, I'm tired today, I want to take a mental health day.
Yeah, I mean, if you regulated it like one a month, yeah, I think that's definitely valid.
One a month. You're going to let your kids skip a day a month just because they feel like it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Wow.
Almost 2 weeks of school out of the year.
I mean, I think it works. I really do. I think they find themselves. I think if I had that, I think I would be more inclined to, you know, maybe use that on a day that I'm really either a 3-day weekend or something like that. And then I come into school on Monday fresh.
Wow.
I don't want to right now. but I actually agree with Steven. Like, I really, really don't want to agree with Steven right now. But I do. I just, you know what? I think that they, if it's good to just be able to recharge and come back and, you know, have actual energy. Like, you know what it's like. Every once in a while, you just feel fucking burnt out. And just because a kid, just because it's a kid doesn't mean that you don't get that burnt out feeling. You might recover quicker. But yeah. I think that it's good. It might help them learn.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it also, in my opinion, it would help the kids learn how to be responsible with a thing like a day off. You know, don't just use it the first time, you know, the first day. You know, you can use it, you know, when you actually do feel, you know, run down or something like that. I think that shows a level of responsibility and it teaches the kids something. Whereas if you're just sitting there hounding them to be at school every single day, you know, I have the same problem with people who tout that they didn't take a single sick day. And I was one of those people who was like, oh, I didn't use a single sick day this whole year. I didn't use a single day off. I haven't taken a vacation in a year and a half. It's like, why not? I mean, we all, you know, everybody gets tired. Everybody gets run down. Like you're doing worse work while you're at work when you're not feeling refreshed, when you're feeling ready to go. Like, use your days off, use your sick days, especially sick days. Fucking, I don't want you sitting next to me getting, you know, sneezing all over me and making me sick, making me have to use my sick days. Like, that's just horrible. Like, nobody wants to be sick. Just take the day. It's all right. Take 2 days. Doesn't matter to me.
All right.
Jake, what are your thoughts on
it? Disagree with you guys both hard. I think, school already, the school year is very, what is it, 160 days a year or something, an American school year? Like, okay, first let me address, definitely not talking about actual sickness, contagiousness. Even like if a kid had some, whatever, you were on had a really stressful day the day before and you need a day to like regroup or you're going to get sick. If I felt that as a parent, I hope I'll be as attuned with my kid that I'll be able to tell that this kid needs a day to rest, like physically. Or even if it's mentally, okay. But I think as a parent, you need to be the one to judge that. And I don't think a kid under the age of 18, I guess I'm just speaking from my experience, but has the discipline and the know-how to know how valuable school is and to know that taking a mental health day one day a month has repercussions that they don't even understand the ramifications of, and that's your job as a parent to communicate to teach your kids discipline, as we don't miss a day of school just because we're feeling a little tired. And while you live in my house and while you're eating my food, you're going to live by my rules. Once you're an adult, you're going to have your own job and you can take your own mental health days and stuff. But while you live in my house and while you're learning how to discipline yourself, you're going to live by my standard of when you can take a mental health day or not. And that's not today would be my answer for that most of the time. I do feel strongly that even more than my parents, you need to trust your kids and throw them out in the world and let them learn and not over, you know, micromanage, so to stay. But I think school is one of those things that needs to be enforced strongly. If a kid is sick, they stay home. If they're healthy and I think they're faking sick or just saying that they're tired and they want to sleep more, you're enforcing that discipline of we don't miss school just because we're tired.
I don't think having a one day a month thing is going to imbue a sense of laziness in a kid. I mean,
there's 20 days. 20 days of school in a month. That's 5% of school that they're missing.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I agree.
I mean,
with
I
that,
think maybe once a month is a lot, but
yeah, I mean, maybe
once a quarter.
Maybe the number is a little high, but you know, yeah, maybe once a quarter. I don't know what the number should be, but I don't
in fourth
think
grade, or is there an age that you're allowing your kid to do it?
I mean, you tell your kid about it, and I think that they should be able to learn the ramifications of taking that mental health day. You know,
in first grade, you're going to tell your 8-year-old.
First grade is not exactly a very labor intensive, you know, day or a grade. I think, you know, maybe if you want to start it in middle school, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not elementary school per se. Maybe sixth grade is when you start everything. I mean, how old are you when you're in sixth grade? I don't know. you know, you're
like
11 to 12, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, you're responsible for your books at that point. You're responsible for getting to your period on time. You know, you're responsible for all those things. I think that...
It's the first time grades really matter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like, I really think Tom nailed it on the head. Once a quarter, I 4 days off a year, I don't think is a crazy amount of time to miss. And nowadays with technology and things like that, like, you can easily get your homework or whatever, you know, you need to... that, you know, that night, or, you know, your teacher could release it on a website. I don't think that there's a, you, I don't think you'd be missing that much. And I mean, I think the benefits outweigh the, I guess, the negatives in this case, especially like, I get the point of you being respectful and like saying, oh, hey, you live in my house, you got to live by my rules. That's fine. But like, if your kid is honestly mentally tired from, you know, they just got off a huge test day. They had three tests the day before and they want to take off Monday because, you know, 3 day weekend, you know, they get to rest, you know, whatever it is. Let's just say hypothetically, best case scenario, they're able to make that decision. I think that personally, I think that shows your kid that you're willing to be able to trust them further. You know, you're not giving them a knife in their hand or saying, hey, you deal with your school. I'm not worrying about you. It's 1 day off a quarter, like, you know, or even a month, like 1 day off a month. Like there's, I don't know. I don't see there being a huge negative ramification to letting kids have more responsibility, you know, like I said, from a sixth grade age on.
Can I lay out a potential scenario? Obviously, none of us, I think we've mentioned on this podcast, none of us are parents, but you have your first kid is straight A student, the responsible one, whatever it is, and can have that candid conversation with you with the dad. I had three tests yesterday and then soccer practice and I'm shot. Do you mind if I just take a day to sleep in? Okay, that's the situation you're talking about. Where it's like, wow, that seems really reasonable. It's well thought out. Sure, you have your second kid who is cutting classes all the time and whatever, getting in trouble and caught smoking weed and maybe doing worse stuff behind the school. And he tells you, hey, dad, you're giving my other son off yesterday. I want off tomorrow or something. And you're just going to be like, okay, like, you know, kids don't. Most kids, and I know I was not one of them, could communicate. I never communicate what was going on in my life at that time in my age. And all of my motivation was selfishly, I want to play more video games or stay home for whatever reason. It was not, I had too many tests the day before. So
okay.
You're laying out a little too, like, you understand your kid so well that you understand that or can trust them on that level. When I feel like,
I mean,
more parenting's involved, but maybe I'm more.
If there's mm-hmm. like proof that your kid is cutting classes and there's, you know, things like that, then you could say, well, you cut all of these classes, that equals your day of mental rest. Maybe you should think about that next time. And you don't get that, you know, if you want to put a grade assessment on it, you know, I think that's fair, you know, by parent, like whatever they want. But I think you're like, to me, the view that you're having, Jake, like, and again, I may be wrong on this, but you're almost taking like the path of like, I'm the parent, do what I say because I said so. And
no, I disagree.
But you said, this is my rules. This is my house. You do what I tell you. Doesn't matter what it is. And that's fine. Like, if you want to parent your kids that way, that's fine. But like, to me, that does not give a sense of respect or, like you said, like responsibility to the kid. You know, your kid's gonna have to grow up and have responsibilities one day. I'd rather them learn these things when they're young and, you know, get the hat in the habit of learning how to maybe save a day here or there, or, you know, something like this, and then have to worry about it when they're like literally just stepping out of your house, learning how to live in by themselves, you know, and doing all that. Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's not the right thing. I mean, it depends on the person, but I don't know. Tom, do you have anything? I feel like I've been cutting
real quick, off. I'm going to pull a prudential candidate move here and say I need to address that I'm very against the parental technique of because I said so. I think it's having an honest conversation with the kid that while you're living in my house and you're under the age of 18 years old, you're my responsibility and I am teaching you the discipline that I want you to grow up with while I'm personally responsible for your life. And then when you're 18 years old or older, you have personal responsibility over your own life and you're going to earn that. That is the reasoning. I heard that a lot growing up. This is how it is and hit the road if you don't like whatever it is. And I do not agree with because I said so as a parenting technique. But anyway, Tom, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was going to pose this to you, Jake. What are your thoughts about, I mean, you are the king of work from home days. What about if they have the option of a school from home day where you can stay home from school and your teachers are posted? I mean, the way schools are, I haven't been in school for a while, but I from what I hear it's very, you know, based on like portals and all of your work and grades get posted. And what if your work gets posted that day for each class and you have the option of staying home, but you have to complete your work for the day? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm more open-minded to it. Like I said, as the parent, if I felt my kid should stay home from school the next day, but they're still like fine, they're not unhealthy, they could do some schoolwork then, or whatever, I guess I'm more, and my kid was begging me and I was like, all right, fine. You know, I could see myself conceding on that front. But I think you miss, you know, school is so much more of a, what's the right word? Society, you know, you're learning as a group. And like when you're, especially a kid at the age of, we're talking like 14, 15, like they're not self-motivated. They're going to do the bare minimum to get through it. At least that's how I was. So I expect my kid to be similar way. So, you know, you lose that, you know, they're going to answer every question and whatever they get wrong, they're just like, fuck it, I got that wrong. Okay, whatever. Whereas when you're in school, you're around other people working on it, it creates an environment of this is important. Okay, I'll try harder so I don't look like the only one who did terrible here.
I mean, yeah, you do. I guess you do get a sense of like community when you're in school doing it. But I mean, each person is motivated individually.
100%.
You know, each kid is motivated individually, and I think that. At least I think my proposal is a solid middle ground between the two of you. But I think also, you know, sometimes like you don't always have to be part of the group to be doing well. Sometimes you just want to do well for yourself, you know. And I think that it doesn't matter if you're a kid or an adult, your mind starts to work a certain way and you got to learn what works best for you. How many people do you know is like that? I feel like you're an example of this, Jake, where you were like, ah, fuck school, it's fucking pointless, I hated it, while you were there, and now you're an adult, you're going back to school because you think that is important, and you're doing what works for best for you.
Yeah, totally. And I think you guys definitely have brought up good points, and I think my biggest goal will be when my kid says he wants to stay home tomorrow, it'll be the question of why, and like talking to them about it. I still think over both of you, I'll be probably a little sterner about it, and less agreeable. There will be no promise of once a quarter a day off, but I would hope that I would listen to them. And I feel like this about even, you know, I go to my wife's and even our family reunions, and I feel I connect pretty well with young kids. And I don't think it's rocket science to me. I want to enjoy games. We all really do, like even simple games. But two, it's just talking to them like they're a regular human being and not like belittling their opinions and beliefs and just like being like, hey, what's going on? What's school like right now? And just like listening to what they say and actually asking, you know, I don't know. Sounds simple. But
you know, it's amazing when you treat people like a human being, doesn't matter who they are. They actually act like a human being.
Yeah.
You know,
even, I mean? Even like 8-year olds. And like I see it in family functions a lot, even whatever. I won't be specific, but like, you know, people, adults treat kids like they know nothing. And it's like, that's what causes that like rift of like, well, I don't care to communicate with you if you think you know so much more than me.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
8-year olds have good perspective on things. It's hilarious sometimes.
even if it's not good, it's a different perspective as to what you have, you know, because they live a different life, you know. And I think that bleeds into why I would be more on the side of giving that personal day, is because everybody works differently. Everybody has a different way of doing it. You know, I hate to say it, but everybody has, you know, as a kid, even in school, you have responsibilities of homework and all that stuff. You know, if you needed a day, like, I mean, one out of the 2 days that I've ever cut school, one of them was to play Halo. Ooh. Halo 2. I was a bad boy. I was a bad boy. But the 2 days I...
But what about faking sick? Did you guys fake sick a lot?
I tried. My mom was not... she was very keen on that. So, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's just a kid thing to do. Like, you know...
Yeah. That's fake sick all the time.
Yeah, I mean...
And
I
you got that, away with definitely. It. We did not.
Yep.
Yeah. I tried to do the whole thermometer and the light bulb thing.
Me too.
My mom read it and she was like, no, you're not 115 degrees.
Bro, it was all about puking.
Dude, fucking I made myself puke once. And she looked in the toilet bowl and said, that's just mucus, because I literally just like made myself puke. I don't know how, but she looked at it and she's like, you're fine.
Dedicated.
Yeah.
I would have been like, Matt, you got a fucking Petri dish? Like, you going to test this? How do you know?
I was livid. I literally went to school so angry, like, I puked and she's making me come. But I also knew I made myself puke the whole time.
I actually...
Next time, puke in the hallway.
Yeah, right? Puke on the carpet.
Yeah, I'd be like, you're going to tell me that I can't come in? I'm going to puke in the hallway at school. And then you're going to have to leave work and come get me.
Yeah. Well, I had to go into school the day after my wisdom teeth got taken out. So I had like gigantic puffy cheeks, and I had all four of mine taken out at once. So I had gigantic puffy cheeks. And
I had the same deal.
It's like, oh, like, you know, that maybe that would have been a good day as a personal day. FYI.
Yeah.
Just
how old are you?
I think I was, it was in high school. I want to say the earlier, because my nickname was Alvin in high school, because I had big puffy cheeks. You know,
that's where Alvin comes from.
So it was like, I think it was either 9th or 10th grade. I can't remember, but yeah. So I don't know. It was a miserable day, because I think I got it done on a Thursday, and then I had to go in on a Friday, and then I had the weekend to recover. But if I just took off that Friday, I would have been fine going in on Monday, you know?
Yo, so. Real life? That's ridiculous. I don't even remember that growing up with you, but that is crazy.
I had to go. Insane. I had to listen, and listen, everybody has those stories. I mean, you know, I literally had to go into the nurse's office to get like half pills of like, you know, Percocet and stuff like that, because I was in so much pain, and like I was actually bleeding too, because it was like stitches were still in my mouth, and I was like fucking bleeding, and like one of the classes, like the stitches broke and like the gauze were coming out of my like mouth. So like after, I think it was like that day, we went back into the dentist and he just like took the gauze out and was like, oh, okay, like to stop bleeding or whatever. But like for like half a day, the gauze were like in my mouth, like coming out of like the socket that was in there.
Holy
it
shit.
It was like, it was horrible. It was a horrible day.
My God.
But, you know.
While we're on the topic, real quick, not related to my question, but I broke my foot in gym class playing football. And like I had first period gym, which should not be a thing because I was not even awake running around playing football. Broke my foot. And was too embarrassed to say anything because I fell. So just went like half the day walking around our broken foot and was in so much pain. And then I went to their nurse, and then like literally my gym teacher was unhappy with me. And then like the nurse was, cause it's obviously like insurance liability. Everybody was just nervous.
Yeah.
But at the, you know, I was in 9th grade. I didn't understand, why is everybody so upset with me that I tried to tough out a broken foot? I didn't know it was a broken foot.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Anyway, Jake's gonna be a heartless dad, and me and Tom will be normal dads.
Don't worry.
We'll take care of you.
Yeah, your kids are gonna be degenerates. Mine will make all the money and go somewhere in this world.
Your kids will be degenerates.
Your kids are gonna be like resenting you, shooting up heroin and listening to rock and roll.
I'll have one good one. God, I hope not. The one kid who looks up to me, and the other kid who's just a straight rebel that I'll always be fighting with.
Yeah.
So it'll be you.
Dad, I just wanted 4 personal days a year.
Once a quarter, Dad. Come on.
Once a quarter.
Sure, I want to go to Uncle Steven's house. Uncle Steven kills kids. You don't want to go there.
Hey, I let the strong survive. You know, they can beat me up. They can survive.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's move on. Fun topic, but Steven, we're on to you.
Let's close it up. So, if aliens landed on Earth tomorrow, who would you want representing the Earth as the first person they meet?
Terrible question. I refuse to answer.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Abstaining.
It's pretty self-explanatory. You could choose anybody who is alive on Earth today to go meet aliens.
Yeah, but
it's really not that hard of a
question. But, like, what type of alien and what type of spaceship are they in? And did they come here by technology?
Are they peaceful aliens?
How do we...
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
The question doesn't make sense, what they are. I mean,
it doesn't matter what kind of alien they
are. How do you define alien? Like, what does that even mean?
Do they even speak our language? Are they going to understand what we're saying? Do we need to use sign language? What about music? Do they understand music? Do they understand science or lights?
Nobody knows. They just arrived on Earth. We see them coming in through the satellites, and they're going. We know where they're going to land because they pointed a laser at where they're going to land. And literally, you have the choice to send anybody you want.
Are we trying to reach out to them with technology first, or is this just a one-on-one in phase?
It's up to you. It's up to you. Whatever you want to do. However you want to do it. Who would you have being that first person? Questions?
I would send anyone with a superpower.
So nobody. You're going to literally send nobody. Or all of us, because we all have superpowers.
I'd send a robot. A robot doctor.
Hey, there you go. Now we're talking. Even though that's not a person, I did say the first person they meet. But, you know, hey, I'm all about the robot.
At what point does artificial intelligence become a being?
I don't know. That wasn't part of this question.
Listen,
this is just what.
Well,
is
we need more info to answer. Your question doesn't make sense, so we really don't understand what you want out of
really,
us.
Really, really, this question is really easy. It's what would be the first person they meet? It's really easy. It's really, you can answer it with two words.
How do we know the aliens are coming? The laser beam?
We have satellite images of a spacecraft arriving. And
what does it look
based
like?
On their trajectory.
How do we even know it's a spacecraft? Like, how do we know that it's not
because
like
it's
a
not,
beacon
because
or
it's
a radar?
Not, it's not a
how do we know there are aliens inside of it?
Because, Tom, there's no fucking asteroids that look like spaceships. That's why, Tom. There's no.
How do you know? Have you ever seen an alien spaceship?
You know what? You're right. I don't know. But let's just assume in this scenario that it's going to be either an asteroid or an alien ship. You are tasked with having one person going to pick the person that meets the aliens.
Is it landing in our country or a different country?
Anywhere. It could be any. We could get this guy or girl to that area where they're going to land, you know, within 24 hours.
Yeah, but that matters because if it's landing in Belize, I wouldn't have the U.S. president go into Belize to represent us.
Why not? Why not?
Because they don't sovereign
over diplomatically,
that
that's a nightmare.
You're causing distress among all of humanity. It's going to cause wars, and then boom, like everybody's fighting
fine.
Among themselves.
So then, don't pick a political person. You could pick somebody that's not political.
All right, I'm picking Jake.
You pick Jake.
Go back to school, aliens.
Aliens need to go back to school. Tom, your answer is Jake.
Yeah.
All right. Jake,
wow. I'm flattered.
Jake gets me. He gets me. So.
Oh, God.
Steven, why don't you do yours? I'm going to think about mine.
So I picked Bill Gates. I think I would have Bill Gates represent us as a species. He's a good guy. I think he's very successful.
Wait, you want to send the best of our species to represent us?
I do. I want the best person there.
What if they kill
then
him
they realize
immediately?
That everyone else is worse.
Well, if they kill us, then we're all dead regardless because they chased us. They basically found us when we definitely could not find them. So we're all dead regardless if they kill Bill Gates. And yeah, I want to put my best foot forward. And I think Bill Gates is, you know, a top 10.
What if
person.
They hate nerds?
You know, that's a risk I'm willing to take. I don't think he's I think he's a more of an intellectual than a nerd. But, you know. Just my thought.
What if glasses are offensive to the aliens?
I don't think he wears glasses anymore. I think he has contacts. Or he may.
That would be mind blowing.
Oh, no, he still wears glasses. But I think, you know, if glasses offend them, we could, you know, give him we could put contacts and then give him, like, fake frames, if that's the case. But, I don't think glasses would offend anybody. I think he's a good like humanitarian. Like he started a company. He's very successful. Probably, you know, top one of the smartest people that has also been successful. And then,
but Steven, the problem with Bill Gates is like he's like the pinnacle of our species, right?
Yeah. So
and now every other human that the alien meets will be worse than Bill Gates.
I mean, I hate to say it, but. Shouldn't that be the case? Like, don't you want to, like, when you meet your girlfriend's parents, are you fucking showing up in, you know, your ripped jeans and workout t-shirt? Or are you showing up?
Well, you only got one way to go, and that's up.
Yeah, okay. You know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Tom. You're being obviously a jerk. So, Jake, do you have any answer? Or
yeah, I got mine. So... I do think it needs to be a government-appointed employee, or whatever you want, government-voted in, not appointed. I think it's important that...
Interesting.
I believe in government, and the people voted for this person to lead our country. Given our climate right now, since I'm the one choosing, I wouldn't pick Trump. I think we've talked about that. I'm not a Trump supporter. I pick Barack Obama to go and represent humanity. He... was a president I believed in. I do think he did everything in his power in the best way he could. I don't think the president has the power to change, you know, as much as we give credit for in today's society, but I literally think the job is to represent humanity. That's what government is. Your job is to go there and make decisions that represent everybody you're governing's principles and beliefs. And that's why, you know, Barack Obama comes to mind for me.
Yeah, that was literally my second choice because I feel like he's got like a very, you know, calming and a very like good persona with people. You know, he's mm-hmm. he seems to be very inviting. You know what I mean?
And at the very least, like you think that he's already been president, so his political agenda is not too in the forefront of his mind. Yeah. Because that would make me nervous.
With any current using a politician.
I definitely agree with that answer. It's a great one. The reason why I went with Bill Gates instead of Barack Obama was just purely because if there was a way outside of the normal ways of communication, I feel like someone with the intellect of Bill Gates would be able to figure that out a little bit faster and would be able to. You know, I'm not talking about like they're sitting up there for days. I'm just saying like if there was a way that, you know, if there was a way to communicate with another species, I'm just saying I'm betting on someone like Bill Gates that to be able to figure that out faster than someone like Barack Obama. I don't know if that is actually the case, but that's just my feeling. And just like Barack Obama, Bill Gates has a very extensive cultural experience. He's traveled all around the world. I think he's, you know, pretty well known around the world as a good guy. And, you know, I think he's a pretty neutral figure overall as well. So he's kind of like to me, he's like kind of like a good first impression, if that makes sense.
You know what? I'm changing my answer to be me as well. I will represent you.
No agenda. His only agenda is
everybody back to school.
So it's funny you mentioned government, Jake, because I don't know if you guys know this, but there is a person that is elected to go and meet the aliens for the first time. The United Nations has an office for outer space affairs. And the director of that office is Simonetta DiPippo. DiPippo? I don't know. P-I-P-P-O. Simonetta DiPippo. She's an Italian astrophysicist and current director of the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs. So I don't know if this person would be the person that goes up there, but she is literally appointed by the world, like the UN, United Nations, and she is the director of the United Nations Office of Outer Space Affairs. It's kind of crazy. Wow.
Jake, I'm sorry. I need to change my answer. I'm now Team DePippo.
I might be with you because that, you know, I, that's what I was trying to avoid, was that, like, America runs the world ideology of it, and that's why I was asking, where is the spaceship landing? It was half a serious question, because I do think that matters to a degree, but as a part of the United Nations in America, I'm Team DePippo. I don't know anything about her, but...
what was the name of that movie with Amy Adams about the aliens that come?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Brooke loved it because it was like almost speech therapy, because the whole movie...
Was it Arrival? Arrival or something?
Yeah. It was The Arrival with, it's with the, they communicated with the circles or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that would actually, like, her character in that, if we can pick a fictional character, and not just because it was a movie and it worked out, but the fact that she spent her entire life studying communications, not only between humans, but between other species, and like being able to understand communication in general is the number one thing that trait I think that you need in order to contact aliens.
Yeah.
That was low key one of the better science fiction movies, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
It's such a good movie.
Loved it.
I love it. Yeah, agreed. It's such a great movie.
And real quick, I don't think we mentioned it, my wife is a speech pathologist, so, you know, this is an interesting point of view. Maybe we'll change it to someone in that field, or, you know, like a DePippo, even, like, I don't know what she knows, but any politician, maybe not the best choice, because if, I don't know, maybe the idea that if they've got the technology to come to us, it's better to rely on them to understand us rather than us try to understand them. But a communications expert might be the best way to hope that we can communicate with them. And then if they're here for war, then we've got our political leaders to lead us into whatever. But
yeah.
I mean, the reality is, like, it's going to be one person as, like, the voice, and then there's going to be a team around them telling them what to say.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the reality of the situation. But I was thinking, in a perfect world, they come here for some reason, they can, you know, communicate with us using English or any other language on Earth. And then, you know, it's a cordial meeting, let's just say.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would just need someone that, even like, even though there's a team of people telling them what to say, you need someone that can express what we're saying correctly, you know?
Boom.
Yeah. That's that scene where they, like, those Arrival, you know, things where they create the circles, like, for the first time. It's like, what the fuck is that? Like, you don't even realize what it is. And then, like, when they start to, like, realize that it's actually, like, the way they communicate, it's really cool. It's really cool.
Yeah. If you guys, beggars, if you haven't seen this movie, check it out. Yeah. It's really cool.
Can I give some homework out there for everybody out there talking about school and everything? I don't know if you guys have seen it, but The Great Hack is a Netflix movie out, or documentary, I'm sorry. And I really think you guys should watch it. It definitely could spark up some serious debates. Whether or not you like the documentary, there's some actual, like, things in the actual documentary that is very, I would just say, it's very pertinent to the upcoming world in which we're about to live in. And I think we need to talk about it in the next episode. So,
My God.
Okay, you can watch all three John Wick movies, and I'll watch that.
I will settle on two John Wick movies if you watch that.
Three, okay. By next episode.
Okay.
No, two. I will do two. You're lucky I didn't do one.
Let's be real. He's gonna need to watch three after he watches one and two. Right, so let's be real.
If it's anything like Taken, no, I will barely get through the first one. No. And then
John Wick, real deal. Oh, all
right.
What was the movie I just saw with Keanu Reeves? Oh, Tom, did you see it? It was so funny. I'm blanking.
It's a funny movie with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. What the heck?
Is it that...
Bill and Ted?
No, it's was he like a boyfriend of a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that Asian
Yes.
Rich Asians. With Amy, is that it?
No. Oh my gosh. It's Amy Wong or Ali Wong? What's her name? She's so funny. Always Be My Maybe. Always Be My Maybe on Netflix. There's some homework for...
Yeah?
Yes. Amy Wong is hilarious. The movie is great. And there is a top 10 scene with Keanu Reeves that
I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, fucking amazing. It's on Netflix.
He, you know, it's
all right. I got to check it out.
He gets such flack. We're going to go extended flack. Time right now. This is actively begging after hours right now. But no, like Keanu Reeves gets a lot of flack from like, remember like Matrix, you know, the Matrix movies. And it's like, oh, he's so dumb. Like, you know,
he donated like cool all movie. That money to charity or something, like literally.
Yeah, but in the moment when
Keanu Reeves could talk to aliens for me.
I mean, listen, it's not a bad choice. It's not a bad choice.
Yeah, like literally, they know how to put on a face.
Not a bad choice. No, but he gets like a lot of flack about his like acting ability, and I disagree. I think he's a good, especially in that Always Be My Maybe scene. That's a good scene. Like he was really funny.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Granted, also remember the.
Sorry, he's definitely a typecast type guy where he's got that same personality that just bleeds into all of his characters. Where it's like, I don't know, the best example of it, but comes to mind is Christian Bale, where like whatever role he has to fit, he just will get fat and turn his personality 180 to fit whatever role he has to. That's not how Keanu Reeves plays in my mind. He is that like monotone type talker and whatever, but I still love him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's great.
Also, figure the Matrix was, what, 15 years ago? So I'm sure his acting ability has gotten better in the past 15 years.
Yeah, but I agree. You know, he just had that sort of, I guess, stigma to him that he couldn't act. And
actually, everything honestly, I just said, like, was different in this movie, I feel like. So check it out and let's talk about it next episode.
Yeah.
Because
yes. Yeah, I gotta check it out.
He's not monotone or serious at all, I feel like.
But if you want to argue, definitely watch The Great Hack. It's really intense. It made me feel things that I, especially about technology. Like it almost made me afraid of technology, and it was.
Whoa.
I know it was very weird. I never felt this way.
The robots
like, I knew
are
it was
coming.
I knew it was a thing. I knew it was a thing, and I always expected it. But it's like. It's here now. Like it's not even here now. It's been here, and it's really kind of scary how it affected people. I want to see what you guys think about it. But anyway, anything else today, gents?
No, I think I'm good. I'm just I forgot I wanted to share with you guys. I got a pedicure the other day.
Oh,
phenomenal.
Nice. Did they give you a nice foot massage?
Oh yeah, that's the whole thing. Is the massage?
Oh okay, cool. I would definitely.
They
get
like.
One. Although they would
they like clip
double.
Your nails for like 3 minutes and then massage you for like 25.
I think I
it's
saw
amazing.
That snap of you sitting in the pedicure chair.
Mm-hmm.
How was it? Did they like trim your vagina pube hairs after, or did they not go in that realm? I'm just
they
curious.
Well, first they cleaned my vagina,
okay,
and then they trimmed the hairs. And then did light waxing around the lips.
Gotcha. All right. I just was curious because, you know, I've got a penis, so I've never been down that road. So, you know, all right. Sounds good.
You're missing out, Jake. You're absolutely missing out.
All right, beggars. I'll sign us off. Steven's always wrong, especially about superhero-related activities. What a weird episode. And Tom and I are always right.
Yeah.
Follow us on Actively Begging, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We love you all. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Love you guys. Thanks.